Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we adore you. Father, we bless you today, O God. We come to worship and adore and honor you, the Most High God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you that you are Jehovah, Omokor Gamola, the God of recompense. We thank you that you are Jehovah, Oli, Eko Olam, aka an everlasting Father, everlasting King, everlasting God. We thank you that you are Jehovah, aka Shaddai, aka God Almighty, the God of the mountains, aka Koshe. That you are Jehovah Roha, a.k.a. the one who sees everything, nothing hidden, nothing secret from you, O God. A.k.a. We thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God, a.k.a. Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of hosts, a.k.a. We thank you that you are Abba Father, a.k.a. We thank you that you are our advocate, a.k.a. We thank you that you are Alpha and Omega, a.k.a. That you are the author and finisher of our faith, a.k.a. We thank you that you are a.k.a. the bread of life, a.k.a. You are the bright and morning star, and you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, a.k.a. Lord, release your glorious power against our enemies. Lord, let your power and your might be released from your hand in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are grateful that you watch over us every night. You wake us up every morning. We thank you that we are dressed right and ready to do battle this morning, O God. We thank you that we are delivered from the power of Satan unto you, O God. Divide the sea and destroy the marine spirits through your power, O God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that we are strong in you, O Lord, and the power of your might. Cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power, O God, in Jesus' name. Display your awesome power that all men would believe in you, Father, in Jesus' name. We just thank you this morning. Oh, Father God, release your powerful voice in every city, every state in the nation, and throughout the world, oh God. Let us be amazed at your power, your awesome, mighty power. Oh, Father, I thank you that there's nobody greater than you, Lord God. Let great power be released through your apostles, O God, in Jesus' name. Let signs, wonders, and miracles be released through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, let us preach and teach with the demonstration of the Spirit of power, O God. Let your power work in us, O God, in Jesus' name. Release your powerful angels on our behalf to fight the battles, that we have in heaven, in Jesus' name. Release the power of Elijah through your prophets, O God, in Jesus' name. Let us be willing in the day of your power, O God, in Jesus' name. We honor you today. We thank you, O God, that you are a God, who is faithful to your people. We call on you, O faithful Father. You are a faithful God. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is September the 8th, 2012, and we welcome each of you to Bible Storyland this morning. I thank you. I thank you for being on with us this morning. God loves each of you, and so do I. We're excited and glad that you chose to serve God, and that you call this number this morning to praise the Lord with us. And as we call upon the Lord, let us pray. Hallelujah. So So, Father, this morning we call upon you, the great and mighty I am. We thank you that you are our counselor. You counsel us when we need counseling, O God. Father, your word says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. And, Father, I just thank you this morning for families, O God, as today is family day, and we are honoring families this morning, O God. And, Father, I thank you for the fathers, the mothers, the children, O God, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, every family member being blessed, O God, in Jesus' name, with excellent health and strength in their bodies. Those who are not saved, O God, we pray for your salvation, a mass salvation to come to every family throughout this land, throughout our nation, throughout the world, O God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, O God, for forgiving us, for being a great forgiver. Forgive us of all of our sins, trespasses, transgressions against you, O God. Even little foxes that spoil our vine, forgive us for presumptuous sins, O God. In Jesus' name, lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. We thank you for healing our land. You said if your people who are called by your name will humble ourselves and pray, turn from our wicked ways and follow you, a.k.a. you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. So, Father God, we repent today, and we thank you for healing our land, O God. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father God, that you will forgive us for all those things that we do against you on a daily basis when we're rebellious, when we say, yes, Lord, but our actions show different. Forgive us, Father God. Father, I lift up the fathers in every family, O God, even those fathers who have strayed from you. I lift them up before you, Father God. May they run into your presence, O God, and ask forgiveness, O God, and turn from their wicked ways and follow you again and lead their families in a righteous way. I pray for mothers, O God, who have turned from you in Jesus' name, who've rebelled in Jesus' name, O God. I pray, Father God, for their salvation again, O God, their healing, their deliverance in Jesus' name, that they would turn from their wicked ways and follow you. I pray for those fathers who are faithful. O God, bless them with a mighty blessing today. Those who say, Abba, Father, those who call upon you for their wives, those who call upon you for their children, those who lead their families according to your plan for their lives, I call upon you for them. I thank you for excellent strength and health in their bodies. I call upon you for those wives and mothers who are faithful to you, who call upon you even in the midnight hour, who's like the woman in Proverbs 31, O God, the blessed, the virtuous women, O God. I call upon you for them, O God, those that are faithful to you, O God, faithful to their husbands, faithful to their families, those husbands that are faithful to their wives, faithful to their families. I call on you on their behalf. I stand in the gap, O God. I thank you for them being the parents you call them to be. I thank you, Father God, for their children, their grandchildren, their great-grands, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, for abundant life for them, excellent health, strength, aka strengthen the family unit, O God. Everything the enemy meant for the family, turn it around for their good, O God. And, Father, I lift up my good friend in Ohio who lost his wife, O God. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be with him as they have been together probably over 40 years, O God. In Jesus' name, even my friend who lost her husband in Boston, O God, be with her as they were together over 47 years, O God. In Jesus' name, bless the family as a unit, the children, the grandchildren, O God, and both of these families, O God. In Jesus' name, I pray, Father God, that their grieving will be short, O God. And, Father, I lift up the Lyas family this morning, the Brown family, who lost their mother, aka the grandmother, O God, and I thank you, O God, let their grieving be short. I thank you for having compassion and mercy upon these who have lost family members, O God, even the Thomas family who lost the daughter, who the truck drove through the house and hit the child, and she died in Jesus' name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to have your way this morning. In Jesus' name, I ask you, Lord, to be with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Be with those families that are grieving, O God. I pray comfort and strength and blessings upon families, even those families that I don't know that have lost family members. Oh, God, have mercy and compassion. Strengthen the families, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Father, those family members that are not well, I lift them up before you, and I thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing, your healing virtue, your balm of Gilead. I thank you that they're healed by every stripe in the name of Jesus. Those family members, oh, Father God, I lift up the children this morning that may be in the hospital, oh, God. I ask you to encourage them and touch their little bodies, heal them from fever and infections, oh, God. As I lift up families on Family Day, hear my cries for the family. As I stand in the gap for families this morning, oh, God, I thank you for blessing them in safety and in peace. Bless every family member, particularly our children, oh, God, as they go in, as they come out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would be with them, that you would be merciful, oh, God, unto every family member, oh, God. Have your way in families today, Father God, as never before. Let the families come to you, Father God, holding up holy hands, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, calling upon you, the Most High God, in Jesus' name, calling upon you, Father God, during the time of need, oh, God, during the time when they just want to bless you, oh, God. I thank you for families just giving you honor, glory, and blessings in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh, God. We just praise you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you that you are Lord and that there's none other like you. We thank you for choosing us, for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh, God. And so, Father, we just say thank you for being our Father, which art in heaven. Thank you, oh, God, in Jesus' name. We just bless you today, Father God, and we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We just thank you today, oh, God, in Jesus' name, for grandparents, oh, God, and aunts and uncles and cousins, oh, God. We thank you today for what you're doing in Jesus' name. We thank you today, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you care about us, that what concerns you, what concerns us concerns you. We thank you, oh, God, that we can come and sit at your feet and be blessed of you, be touched by your high right hand, your holy hand, your strong arm. And we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy who will try to come up against us in any way. Satan, you are bound. We cast you back to the pits of hell. You cannot bring anything upon us. In Jesus' name, we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and Satan, the blood of Jesus, is against you. And so we bless you, O Most High. We honor you as the King, as the Lord. And we thank you that it's nobody greater than you, O God. And we thank you, Father God, for teaching us how to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, how to honor you, how to give you all the glory and all the praise. And we thank you that you are Lord, you are King, and nobody can compare to your greatness, O God. Well, this morning we are blessed with a mighty woman of God on with us from Houston, Texas. And I thank God for her faithfulness to come on Bible Story Land every Saturday morning. She gets up early because her time is an hour behind ours. So she gets up early, and she's on the line by 7:45. And I thank God for her. Karen, I tell, good morning.
Good morning to Miss Carita.
How you doing?
Great.
Amen. You sound great. Well, what song are you going to sing for us this morning?
I am so glad to be part of the family of God. We're doing
Amen.
Family Day.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, that was so beautiful. I could listen to that longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. I thank God for those playing hands that God just play right through you, Karen. That was awesome. I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. And you know what? We should all be glad to be a part of the family of God, because ain't nobody greater than our God. Nobody greater than our God. And you know what? God is so faithful to his family. You know, he called us into a royal family. We are royal priesthood. We are king's children. And I'm so grateful that he called us into the family of God, his family. He's the head of his family. We're his family. We're called by his name. So I thank God for the privilege of being his children. Well, we have another great woman of God on. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. She's faithful to come on weekly on Bible Storyland. She even bring her family members on to sing with us. And so I thank God this morning for Jackie Travis. How you doing, Jackie?
I'm blessed this morning.
I haven't been outside. What's the temperature like?
It's 81.
All right. Thank the Lord.
Yeah, I was wanting to get on about, could I come back on a little late? I wanted to get on about 15 minutes later.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to be on very long today. I have to go to a homegoing service. So I'm going to try to get off here about quarter till or 10 till.
Okay, we'll just go head on with it now, okay?
Okay,
no problem.
Baby, thank you.
All right. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we are trusting in his holy word, and he's never failed me, he's never failed me yet. That's why I'm singing, whoa, oh, 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 can't turn around, we come this far by faith, and we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we are trusting in his holy word. And he's never failed me. He's never failed me yet. That's why I'm singing, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith. And now we trust in the Lord. And I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die, Lord, till I die. And I will trust in the Lord, because I will trust in the Lord, and I will trust in the Lord. Until I die. Amen.
Amen. Woo, that was awesome. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. You know, we didn't come this far on our own. We've been leaning on God, and when we haven't, it's been hectic. It's awesome. That was an awesome song, the melody. We come this far by faith, and I will trust in the Lord. I hope that all of us have that testimony. That we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, not on our own understanding, but leaning on him. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie. It was awesome. Awesome, awesome. I thank God for you and Karen coming on weekly. You all are such a blessing to us. Blessings to you.
Oh, yes, you are a blessing to us. Thank you for having the show.
Amen. I thank the Father for allowing me to do it. We give praise. Praise to our King this morning. And you know what? His word in Psalms 47 says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he whom he loved. God is going up with a shout, the sound, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet, singing praises to our God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. So those shields are rulers. The rulers even belong to God. You know, presidents, queens, kings, they belong to God. They are subject to him. Their heart is in his hand. So I thank God this morning. And you know what? I think about Daniel. Daniel was a young man, and he was subject to God. He opened the window, even when the king said, no, you cannot pray. Nobody can pray. If you pray, you know, they had a harsh sentence. They put him in the lion's den because he opened the windows daily, and he prayed three times a day. He dared to do what God, he did what God said to do. He didn't compromise just because the law of the land at that time was you only can pray to this God. He said, no, I pray to my God, the only true God. So, you know, not only did he pray to God, he ate healthy. He fasted. You know, many of us today do the Daniel fast because we're concerned about our health. We're concerned about our bodies. We're concerned about the temple where God lives in. And this morning we are blessed to have a woman of God on. Her name is Sister Gloria Maples, and she's from Jacksonville, Florida. And she's going to talk to us about a health fair that's coming up and give us some pertinent information about it. Good morning, Sister Gloria.
Good morning, Sister J. Sister G, excuse me. And thank you for allowing me to come on again. Good morning, radio listeners. I'm here this morning to share some information that could possibly help you. Adapting a healthy lifestyle should be every person's goal. 9 out of 10 people live unhealthy lifestyle. Why? Because of our modern life, fast pace. A Burger King here, or McDonald's here, or either some frozen breakfast or frozen dinners. The body is a natural body, and it needs natural things. So our responsibility is to research, study, and see what's good for our bodies. I'm here this morning so that I can let you know that I have available an all-natural product, and it's called Max. Max is safe, it's stable, it's sterilized, it's so natural, and it is scientific proven. We didn't do research on rats. We did it on humans. Human clinical trial. Guess what? If you did on a human clinical trial and you made a mistake, you will be sued. That's why you don't have many people go in that area of human clinical trials. But guess what? My company did is because we are serious about helping people with their health. Our motto is to bless the whole earth with the natural goodness of Miranda Bioactive while telling the stories of lives transformed. We're about helping people transform their lives with their health, not just their health, but with their finances. So here this morning, I have on Thursday, I talked about the MAC. The MAC, what it does is your responsibility is to put in your mouth, and it is an adaptation. That means whatever is wrong with your body, it will work to correct it. I believe that because God made our bodies to repair itself. Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. Guess what? When you give your body what it needs, it naturally repairs itself. Your body was not designed to be on prescription drugs at a long period of time. It will break it down before it builds it up. So we are looking forward to building up our bodies. We don't only have a supplement, but we have a weight loss. We're not losing weight. What we are doing is we are losing fat, and then we are gaining lean muscles. And guess what? You can lose weight even while you sleep because you gain muscles. The product that we have in this system, and the system is called Fit. It's a reset. That means it cleans your body out. This is once a month. It cleans your body out so that your body can take in the nutrition that it needs. We have a replenish. Well, it's a probiotic. It gives your body the good. There is a bad bacteria and there's good bacteria. It gives your body the good bacteria so your body can do what it was designed to do. We have a reset. What is a reset? A reset is sometimes we do want something sweet. We have some, this is really good. It's better than a Snicker bar, but it's a nutritional bar, and that is wonderful. We have a restore. We have a rebuild, and we also have a reduce. That means even when we cheat, we have something to flush the fat out of your body. That's awesome because, you know, sometimes we do cheat. Not only do I have something for your body, but I also have something for your pocketbook. And because of time reasons, I would like to, if possible, I like to leave my number. So if I have, if someone on here the things that I have shared, you feel free to give me a call. And my number is 904-338-4933. And I'll give you that again, 904-338-4933. And what I'm asking you is to become proactive. My job is to educate you on what I'm about. It's your responsibility to pick it up. I also have calls that you may get on to get educated. And one of them is they talk about products every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. That number is 605-477-2100. I'll give it to you again. That number is 605-477-2100. When you dial that number, they're going to ask you for a PIN number, and the PIN number is 813-794, and then you hit the pound sign. Sister G, thank you. Thank you, thank you for the opportunity to share this good information, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you. So give Sister Gloria a call, Maples, at 904-338-4933. We appreciate her being on because we are concerned about our health. There's so much going on these days. You know, a lot of people are going in and out the hospitals, and we don't want hospital visits. We want to be able to be healthy all the time, walk in divine health. That's what the Lord said. He said, "Beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So in order to do that, we're going to have to do our part. You know, we just can't expect God to just say, "Oops, okay, you're healed now." No, we got a part to do. We have to think healthy, first of all. He said, "Think on these things, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise. Think on these things, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is just. Think on these things." So I thank God for you. Sister Gloria, we appreciate your coming on.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. So you know what? There have been a lot of national disasters recently. You know, in New Orleans, they've had Katrina, and they've had Isaac the same date, 7 years later, after Katrina, Isaac came in, and it was a horrendous storm. It caused it wreaked havoc on the city again. So, you know, some people had not been completely, you know, free from Katrina. They're still, you know, building up the city again from Katrina. But I just thank God this morning, you know, that God is a faithful God. He's a good God. And he watched over the people. So I want to say a prayer for them this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, please direct the rescue workers, oh God, who are there helping people in New Orleans at this time, oh God, those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who's been trained to rescue people in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for their labors, even people who've been sent in to volunteer, oh God. I thank you for those people volunteering in the name of Jesus to help out during this time of disaster. I thank you for those who survived, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, that it's because of you that they survived this natural disaster. I pray that, you know, the aid and support would arrive everywhere they need it, that no one would be left out, that they will receive the food they need, that they will receive the housing they need, that they will receive the safety they need. And, Father, I bind up the hand of the enemy that would send those people who would come in to rob, steal, and destroy, those people who would come in to take advantage of people during this particular time in their lives. I bind the hand that would try to raise the rent or try to raise food prices in the name of Jesus. May they be lowered so that people in that area, not only in New Orleans, but in Louisiana and other cities that were affected by natural disasters, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God, that Isaac is gone forever and never returning. Those storms that the NOAA predicted to come forth, I decree and declare they will not come forth in Jesus' name. Father, your word says, whose report will we believe? We believe your report. And your report says that if we who are called by your name will humble ourselves and pray, turn from our wicked ways and call on your name, Father God, that you would hear from heaven, you would heal our land. So heal our land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for being faithful, oh God. Help those in authority to make the right decisions in those areas, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Show them ways to avoid and avert such a tragedy in the future, oh God. I pray, Father God, that in the face of this tragedy, the gospel would be preached. Souls would be saved, oh God, healed and filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God, that people would get delivered, that people would accept you as Lord and Savior, and that they would be faithful all the days of their lives, that they would not just come out of fear because, oh, Lord, this happened to them, but they would come, Father God, out of respect and reverence for you, knowing that you are the author and finisher of their faith. So, Father, I just thank you for all those Katrina, Isaac, victors, that you will remove the fear from them, knowing that you have protected them and you will continually protect them. And, Father, I lift up our President, President Obama, in the name of Jesus and his family. I pray a hedge of protection around them as he is the head of this nation, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, for direction, for guidance, that he will come before you morning, noon, and night, that he would seek your face, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give him wise counsel around him. Remove those people from around him, oh God, that are not in people of integrity, oh God. Help him to be a person of integrity, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, show him your way in the name of Jesus, that your way is the way that leads to life and abundant life, and the other way leads to life and destruction, oh God. Help him to make right decisions, Father God. I pray that you would give him a sharp discernment, oh God, as to how to lead this country, oh God, how to help the economy in our country, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that the gas prices would go down, the food prices would go down, the rent, the payment of house notes would go down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for this nation being blessed and highly favored of you, oh God. And Father God, I shake wickedness from this nation. And I say that this is a nation that belongs to you in Jesus' name. Well, this morning, the title of our message is The Puzzle Called Life. The Puzzle Called Life. You know, a family is like a puzzle. It has many pieces. A family member, you know, our family members that fit together to make a complete family. So, you know, I thank God that he created family. Families are made up of different parts of family members. It can be a husband, who's the father, a wife, who's a mother, a male, a son, a female, a daughter. A family can be made up of a father and children, a mother and children, a grandparent and children, an uncle and children, an aunt and children, foster parents and children. Many different combinations make up families. Like a puzzle, if any part of the puzzle is missing, the family cannot function properly. In the family where the father is the priest of his home or the overseer, he does not do what God called him to do, the family will not function well. And the same thing with the mother. Fathers must consult God and mothers must consult God on how to be godly husbands, how to be godly fathers, and how to be godly mothers, and how to be godly wives. And so, you know, when fathers in the home, they provide stability. Whoever is the head of the home should provide stability, calling upon the name of God to help. You know, they provide shelter, provisions for their families, ideally, and also education. The father's job or the head of the family's job, along with the mother, is to train up the children in the way that they should go so when they're old, they won't depart from it, Proverbs 22:6. Parents, fathers, you know, who are praying for their wives and their children, mothers who are praying for their husbands and their children, children who are praying for their parents, you know, whoever the parent is in the family, if they're praying for the children, they're praying for the aunts, the uncles, the family members, parents are to teach the word of God to their children. You know, Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of their mouths, but they shall meditate therein day and night, that thou might observe to do all, not some, but all that is written in it. For then they shall make their way prosperous, and then they should have good success." So if you want to know how to have good success, open up the word of God to Joshua 1:8, and he will tell you. The puzzle of life, every piece must be fitly joined together. You know, you can't, your hands can't slap your hands, or your feet can't slap, you know, reach up and kick your head. No, we got to be fitly joined together, getting along. We have to be peacemakers within and peacemakers outside, you know, in our families. So just like a puzzle cannot, you know, we can, just like a puzzle, we do not or cannot all be first, but we are put in place one or more at a time by Father God strategically as he sees fit. You know, the father comes, the mother comes, first the husband, then the wife, then the children. That's God's order. Each piece of the puzzle or the family member have gifts that are needed to help the other family members. Notice, each puzzle piece has its own unique shape, but it still fits as a part of the whole puzzle. No part of the puzzle rejects any of its pieces. Each piece fits it its own place and is beautifully designed by its creator to do so. If the puzzle is placed where it does not belong, it will not fit. In every aspect of your life, you are a part of a puzzle. At home, in your family, on your job, or in your school. If you are not in your place, the puzzle is incomplete and dysfunctional. If you are the husband and you are not in your place, the wife will not function properly. If the wife does not function properly, the children will not function properly. First, the husband is to love the Lord his God with all of his soul strength. And then he's to love his wife like Christ loves the church. And then, you know, that will teach the children, you know, how to love God and how to love their parents. godly men as husbands have to be taught by God, or God, you know, how to have a godly role model, or either a godly role model, how to love their wives and to love their children, and to be taught in how to love, you know, each other. Now, if they had godly role models as fathers or male mentors who taught them, you know, and had good examples, they could learn this way also. Now, if a husband doesn't know, he can ask God how to be the kind of husband he should be, how to be the kind of father he should be. The way God taught us in Ephesians 5:25. Read it, Ephesians 5:25. It talks about, you know, the duties of a husband and the duties of a wife. So this morning I'm going to share with you just a little bit of the duties of a husband and of a wife. And, you know, God's word is very, very true. God's word is awesome, powerful, if we would follow it. Now, these are the duties of the husband. Genesis 2:23. Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Genesis 2:24. "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Proverbs 5:18. "Let the fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth." Ecclesiastes 9:9. "Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that thy portion is in this life, in the labor which thou hast under the sun." Ephesians 5:25. "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it." 1 Peter 3:7. "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." So those were the duties of the husband. Now these are the duties of the wife. Esther 1:20. "When the king's decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give their husbands honor, both to great and small." Proverbs 31:27. "She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness." 1 Corinthians 7:10. "And unto the married I command ye not, I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband." Ephesians 5:22. "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." 1 Timothy 3:11. "Even so must the wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things." 1 Peter 3:1. "Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any be obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives." So those are the duties of the father, the husband, and the wife. Now, here are some parental duties. You know, we have a lot of duties. This is God's order. When this order or commandment of God is followed, the families function great. Let's get this revelation and apply it to our lives. God created families, so we must follow his plan for them to function properly. We honor families today, families of all kinds, whether it is a father, mother, children, mothers, children, fathers and children, grandparents and children, foster parents and children. We thank God for each of you. You know, God has given us his will, his word, specific instructions to follow in his word. Like a father who looks out for his children, God is our father who gives us instructions, and he protects us He gives us safety and protection for our best interest because he knows what's best for us. He knows what is harmful and what is good for us. We are to fear God, reverence him, to keep his commandments, statutes, and judgments. God loves us and wants us to love him in return. Deuteronomy, you know, in Deuteronomy it talks about, you know, what God wants from us. And in Deuteronomy 6 and 5, it says that we are, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength. And so, you know what? God is an awesome God. He put everything in the Word of God that we would need, and he knew exactly what we would need. So Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9, it talks about, you know, these are the commandments and statutes and judgments with the Lord, which the Lord commanded to teach you that you might do them in the land where you possess, where you go to possess it, that thou might fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes, his commandments, which he command this day, and thy sons and thy sons' sons and all the days of thy lives may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do. In other words, hear thou, O nation of America, of the world, hear what God is saying to you. Observe to do, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord thy God, which is promised to your fathers, in the land which flows with milk and honey. And I must say, America is flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest in the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them as a sign upon thy hand, and thou shalt be as, they shall be as frontless before thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and thy gates. So, you know, what is God saying to us? To teach our children, to teach the next generation about him. You know, we have to honor God and do what he wants us to do. So, you know, God also gave us duties towards our children as parents. He said we are to teach the children. We are to train the children. We are to provide for the children. We are to nurture the children. We are to control the children. We are to love the children. We are to bring correction to the children. You know, God loves us so much that he corrects us. So I thank God, you know, for his correction of us. Also, instructions. We're to instruct the children. So, you know, we got to follow God's plan for families or it's not going to work. So today I thank God for each of you being on with us at this time. I'm going to be getting off in a few minutes. And I thank God for you all coming on and listening to the Word of God. I pray that you apply it to your lives. And I'm going to pray this morning, just a general prayer for everyone this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that those that are not saved, that are listening this morning or listening at any time, would be saved, that you would offer them salvation and they would not refuse it, but they would say, yes, Lord, and they would be your obedient servants all the days of their lives. I pray for those who are in backslidden conditions. And, Father, I repent on their behalf that they would come back quickly, run into your presence, O God, that they would hunger and thirst for you in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up every family this morning that has come on, O God, and those who will listen later. And I pray for protection for families in Jesus' name. I pray for our children to be safe and protected, O God. I pray for the fathers, the mothers, the children, the grandparents, the aunts and uncles, every extended families, O God. I pray for protection. I plead the blood of Jesus upon them, O God. I pray for their safety as they go in, as they come out. And, Father, I lift up my Aunt Mildred and my cousin Mavis, O God. And, Father, I bind the hand of the enemy that will cause her to fall, O God. Help her not to fall anymore, O God. in Jesus' name. You lift her up, Father God. Strengthen her limbs, O God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, help her daughter, O God, in Jesus' name, to be able to help her mother, Father God, in Jesus' name. I bind the hand of the enemy that would say that it cannot be done. Provide more help for the elderly, for my Aunt Mildred, and for those senior citizens who need more help, O God. And so this morning, Father, I just thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. I bless you today, Father God, and I honor you as the great King, the Lord God Almighty. I thank you for being with us this morning on Bible Story Land. I thank you for hearing our prayers. I thank you for the lesson that you gave me to bring forth for your people. May we listen, O God, and obey, O God. May we hear and understand, O God, as never before. So, Father, I just thank you today for everything that you're doing and everything that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Well, Karen, it's closing time. So I thank God for each of you being on. I love each of you. Have a God-filled day, a week, and a month. God loves you.
I am here.
Hold on 1 minute, Karen. Have a God-filled day. Show God you love him by your obedience. Look, you know, to God for what you need. Call on the Most High God daily. I'm sorry, Karen, what did you say?
I just want to eat on here.
Yes, yes, I put you back on live. So what I need you to do is play us out. It's time to close out.